2 weeks ago, I fired God. I fired the God that I've been worshipping. I fired him. I said, you're sacked. You're fired. You're useless. You're absolutely a waste of space. You do nothing for me. Nothing good. Nothing good has happened. Nothing good. You sometimes you show me a little glimmer of hope and then it all turns to shit. So I fired God. And in my mind, in my thoughts, I was searching for the real God. And on the 16th of February, I had a miracle. I found the real God. I had seen, I had noticed, I'd had experiences with the real God over my whole lifetime. But it was then that I really, really, really feel it inside me. And it's changed my life in the past 7-8 days of my life. It's changed me irreversibly. And it's magical and it's wonderful. I found the real God. And that's what I want to talk about in this audio. We've all had relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, who promise at the beginning of the relationship, I'll love you and I'm going to love you forever. And then they ended up in divorce. They were fake relationships. You've all had clothes that said, it is authentic. This is authentic Gucci handbag or authentic Rolex watch. It's fake. Look, some of the fake Rolexes and the fake Gucci handbags, you know it's fake because it's only $10, right? So $10, what do you expect? So when it's cheap, nasty, then you know it is cheap and nasty. And it is not the authentic. It's not the real. When you spend $1,000 on a watch or you spend $500 on some nice handbag or whatever it costs, then you know it's authentic. Each and every one of us, every single star sign, we're all looking for genuine and authentic. And that means it's got to really prove itself to you. Your genuine, authentic relationship that you're in, your marriage that you're in, your relationship here, it's got to be absolutely perfect for you. He doesn't have to be perfect, but perfect for you. And he really loves you all the time. And she really loves you all the time. The home that you're living in, the apartment that you're living in, you found it. You're living there. Is it really where you want to be for the rest of your life? Or is it just temporary? Are you sometimes some people just accept, okay, I accept it is temporary. Other people feel, no, I'm here and I'm here forever. Those relationships, I'm here and it's authentic and it's true love forever. When you found authentic, when you found real, you know what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk about God. God, the Indians have got multiple gods. They've got, I don't know, 1,000 gods in India. Lord Ganesha and Lord Shiva and Lord this and Lord that and God this and God that and God this and that. The truth is they individually worship that particular god because that god obviously would answers their prayers. And that's why they worship that god. And that god works for them. That's, for them, it is perfectly all right to be like that. I'm not criticizing whatsoever. The god of the Israelites, the god of the Jews, is looking, you would say, that the God of the Jews, at times, he takes a vacation. He took a vacation during the Holocaust. Where was the God of the Jews during the Holocaust? In Auschwitz and Birkenau and Majdanek and Treblinka. Where was God in Belzec? Or where was God in Bergen-Belsen or Matau or the other concentration? Where was God then? The God of the Jews, you could say, I'm talking logically now. I'm not being a skeptic. I'm talking logic. The God of the Jews, you could say, took a vacation. And on the 7th of October, when the Palestinians attacked the Israelis and kidnapped those Israelis, you could say that the God that weekend, took a vacation, he was away. The God of the Jews wasn't there for them because something bad happened. And therefore, when something bad happens, you wonder, God isn't looking after me. God, in your relationship with God, should be there for you all the time. And you should feel God's presence all the time. And this is one of the reasons why people worship or feel connected to or get entangled with, and say entangled in a nice way, get entangled with very spiritual souls who have found the real God. Talk about the Noam Elimelech. He found the real God. He knew that other rabbis had not found the real God because he had found the real God. Jesus Christ, he had found the real God, where he saw all the other rabbis and all the other disciples, they hadn't found the real God. So when we get connected to somebody that's found the real God, then we feel, oh, I'm close, I'm on the channel, I'm on the right pathway, I'm following that person. But it's all about you, individually, you finding the real, your real God. So therefore, me, 2 weeks ago, I was, I got a bit angry with God. I was really annoyed. I'm saying that with a giggle and a laugh now because it took me to get angry with the God that I've been worshipping, the God that I, in my imagination, that I've been worshipping, it actually took me to get angry with all the fake gods of the world, the bullshit gods of the world, the gods that have statues and idols and all the other nonsense. It took me to get really angry with all the bullshit in order for me to find the purity, to find the real gods. So now let's explain the logic behind how I found the real God. I know for a fact, and it's a knowing. You either know it or you don't. And the people that don't know it, they're living in la-la land. Knowing the fact that all the planets in our solar system have a very specific clock. It's a magical clock. It's an astrological clock. The moon cycle, the new moon to the full moon, the sun, Earth. Earth is a huge planet in comparison with you and me. It's huge with its water content, with its volcanoes, with its underwater currents, what's going on there, and the land. It's huge. Have you ever tried lifting even 5 litres of water, 5 gallons of water? It's heavy. And imagine a planet. And yet we're floating in space. Our planet Earth is floating in a vacuum in space. It's huge, and yet we're floating. We're floating and orbiting the sun. And who made that happen? Who made the planet round with gravity? Who made it? Who's the architect of it? And the moon, who made the moon completely round? It's got a few bumps on it, but it's almost round. Who made Jupiter completely round? Who made Saturn round with the rings around it? Who made Uranus round? Who made the sun round? Why have we got these circles? Why have we got these... It's like all being made in the same factory, except they've got a fire in them, they've got this in them, this component with them, that component with them, but they've all been made round objects in planets, around objects in a factory somewhere, in the factory of heaven, in the factory of God, God's factory, even bigger than you and me put together. It's huge. It's been made and it's been then set into orbit, set into motion, and that, because it's perfectly round and because it's perfectly symmetrical and because it's perfectly, it's got a timetable to it, I know that somebody created it. It was not a big bang. A big bang would make a hell of a big mess. If you've ever had a scene of demolition of a building, that was demolished a couple of years ago over the road, there'd be to make the skyscrapers. When they made the big bang and the hotel, a 4-story old communist built hotel came down, it made a big bang, but what a fucking mess. Dust everywhere. We had dust everywhere until it all settled down. Why? Because big bangs don't make uniformity. Big bangs do not make our solar system. So I realize God's made, somebody in heaven, somebody bigger than you and me made our planet. Somebody made it. Somebody made the geometry, made the physics of it, made the chemistry of it. Somebody made it. And that's somebody I call God. Now let's talk about the star constellations, the star signs, because after all, astrology has been around for thousands and thousands of years. So different cultures adopt different principles, but it's all based on the same thing, that there is a transcending energy, an unlocking of energy coming from the star constellations. Let's talk about Pisces, the star constellation of Pisces that we're in the moment. It is between 100, the stars that consist of the star constellation of Pisces are between 100 and 250 light years away. That means the light that twinkles, it took 250 years for that light to arrive in your eyes today. And that's huge. That's beyond your comprehension. You can't even imagine. I can't even. None of us can imagine it. And that those stars exist. The Hubble Space Telescope and NASA Telescope and all the telescopes that they've seen in space, even if you drive... I was once it was the autoroute in France, and the French autoroutes at nighttime, they don't have lights on in the countryside. It's completely, completely dark. And I remember getting out of the car, took a pee, and I looked up at the sky, and I saw a clear sky with thousands and thousands of stars in the countryside with no light pollution, pure sky at night. And it was overwhelming. I never forget it. As long as I live, I never, ever forget that night, because it really woke me up. It made me realize that's created by a real God. And the real God is millions, billions of times bigger than you and me. Because somebody to make our solar system has got to be much bigger than our solar system. Somebody to make the star constellations of 240 light years away has got to be bigger than 240 light years. The galaxy that we are in, our galaxy, the Milky Way that we are existing in, at the center of our galaxy is 28, 29 degrees of Sagittarius. It means it's light years. It's light. It's enormous. The real God has got to be bigger than all of this put together, because that's the handiwork. That's the craftsman. It's got to be bigger. So the definition of the real God is the God that created all of this. Now, the Tana Dvei Elio, which is a book that's been passed down in Jewish communities, Jewish generations now, for the past 2,000 years, he actually says the words, L'olam L'olmei Olmaya. I'm talking now for the Jewish readers. L'olam L'olmei Olmaya. That means this world is of amongst worlds of worlds. That's what L'olam L'olmei Olmaya means. So we are just, we think we're the only, we're the only life in the whole of the universe, the only where there's life is on Earth. No, it isn't. There's many, many, many worlds. We don't understand how it all works. We have no idea. We're not even enlightened to see it yet. We don't have no idea. But one thing is for sure, that there are other worlds and there is other existences and there are others, there's life on other. It's a fact of life. The Olam Olmei Olmaya. If you believe in the Jewish teachings, those are the Jewish readers, if you believe in the spiritual teachings like Yogananda would teach, or like the high elevated souls do teach, then we know that it isn't all about a planet Earth. Planet Earth is a drop in the ocean. Our soul says it is a drop in the ocean. So I found then the real God. And therefore, it is not a contradiction to Jesus Christ and Christianity. Jesus Christ was a highly evolved, elevated soul who found the real God. Yogananda, the self-realization temple that's in Los Angeles, that he found the real God. And the real God encompasses all religions. And the reason why I got angry, I got very angry 2 weeks ago, was because there was a Jewish collection of people that were praying for the extinction, praying for the murder, praying. They had a prayer service, had a prayer that all the Palestinians would die. All of them. There was a prayer that they should eradicate the whole Philistines, the whole Palestinians. And now, likewise, the Muslims, the Palestinians, were also having prayers to annihilate the Israelis. So each of them were praying to a fake God. It's a fake God that wants destruction. They're praying to their particular God, now destroy the other lot. And the other fake God is praying, they're praying to that one to destroy the others. That ain't the real God. That is not the real God. The real God doesn't do that. The real gods, they are fake gods. Yes, I don't understand the powers in the heavens above. I don't understand why that sometimes the fake gods do answer people's prayers and do deceive people. But I suppose it's a bit like buying a fake Rolex or having a fake relationship or having a fling with somebody who tells you they love you, but they don't really love you. They're not really your destiny. So sometimes people lie. We are living in the Alma de Shikra, a lie of deceit, lie of confusion, lie of, we talk about the Indian philosophy of Kali Yuga, Sati Yuga. There is a time when it's full of bullshit, full of lies. But the purpose of fake gods, the purpose of lies, is to challenge your mind to find the truth. And that's the definition now this year of Pisces, is finding the truth. You want true love. You want the true one. You don't want the fake one. You want the true love. Right? You want the true God. You want the real God. And as you connect with, and it is your mind connecting, saying no to the fake gods, you're then saying yes to the real God. And the real God is the God that created the astrological zodiac star signs. The real God is the one that created our solar system with the perfect planets and the clockwork of emotional energies that the full moon and the new moons create. It is the real God that creates a Saturn triple conjunction in Pisces that's going to do a lot of good for people's relationships this week. That's the real God.